The last few years have been turbulent for school districts in Washington. They've had to adapt to fundamental changes in the way the state funds public schools. And then came the COVID pandemic.
Who would have ever envisioned when we started this with 15 kindergartners in a classroom wearing masks and a teacher with a mask in front of them?
Central Valley Superintendent Ben Small spoke during a levy discussion that aired Monday night on KSPS Public Television and will air Tuesday at noon on KPBX. Central Valley's cautious approach has allowed it to slowly return younger students to the classroom. It has plans to begin bringing back 7th through 12th graders one day a week on February 1st. Some parents have chosen to keep their children at home, and Small says the district has had to adapt to serve them.
We have a team of social workers, team of counselors, our safety resource officers, and we are out asking and reaching out to our parents who haven't engaged. And so we are making home visits. Right now, our campus resource officers are delivering Chromebooks to the doorsteps of families.
He says all of this has put a spotlight on the necessary services that are not paid for or only partially covered by the state, things like counselors and school nurses and transportation.
We are really running at 50% capacity. That bus costs the same to run with 5 students in it as it does with 30 students in it.
Local districts lost much of their authority to collect money for those supplemental services not considered basic, but which local taxpayers still consider valuable. Small is trying to convince them the services funded by that locally collected money are important.
Our levy funds extra teaching positions, right at about 30 extra teaching positions in our district. We have lower class sizes in kindergarten through third grade. And we're able to do that because we augment state dollars with local dollars in order to decrease that class size.
Small says the property tax rate for all 3 years of the proposed levy will be less than what patrons are paying this year. Central Valley has more information about the levy at its website. The district's patrons will soon receive ballots if they haven't already. They must be postmarked by February 9th. I'm Doug Nadbornik reporting.